This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been spending some time the past month or so on television, how it's changing with changes in technology and in our viewing habits. Our series is called Screen Wars. But here's the thing. At some point, one does have to wonder whether this whole screen thing has gone far enough, because you can only watch in so many different ways, right? Daniel Kibblesmith and Sam Weiner, the authors of How to Win at Everything, say au contraire.
We all know that by 2015, every American will own a touchscreen refrigerator, two smartwatches, and virtual reality goggles that replace your family and friends with characters from your favorite TV shows.
But in the future, we'll be even more surrounded by helpful, distracting screens.
By 2016, your car's windshield will be a flexible LED display that blocks out your boring commute with a grid of 25 music videos playing simultaneously.
And forget Google Glass. By 2017, everyone in the world will be wearing hip, computerized contact lenses.
Because they'll be mandatory.
With these convenient, painful surgical implants, you'll never miss another text message, status update, or non-skippable advertisement. Because you'll still see them even when you close your eyes.
Soon, you'll be able to scroll through hundreds of vacation photos just by swiping your finger across your cornea.
By 2019, we'll all be enjoying interactive screen sodas that cool your insides with the latest Netflix original series.
By 2020, even the money in your wallet will be made of screens. You'll be able to put your own face on the $20 bill, in between displaying even more non-skippable advertisements.
But the future of the screen doesn't end there.
It ends 10 years from now.
When every human on the planet will be safely ensconced in their own full-body screen suits.
It'll place you in a virtual environment so indistinguishable from reality that there's no way of proving you're not inside of one right now.
Great point, Sam. Who's to say that everything you've ever seen on a screen hasn't been a simulation inside of a larger screen that's quietly replaced our own reality?
Regardless of whether we exist or not, the future of the screen is looking bright.
Daniel Kibblesmith and Sam Weiner are the authors of How to Win at Everything. We, of course, have all of our series, Screen Wars, online at marketplace.org.